Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about in our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for...
Trolls in the Dungeon!
Ooh.
I just thought you'd ought to know.
What is Voldemort's origin story?
Honestly, you're talking to the wrong person.
When he was a kid, someone went, got your nose, and never gave it back.
And he held such a grudge. Let's kill all the children.
Yeah, let's kill babies.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably got its perks. You never get a cold.
True.
Yeah, there's nothing to be bunged up with. Well, guys, we are back. Season 6. I cannot believe it has really been this long.
I know, and I'm so glad we're kicking off with Harry Potter. You can really pop the peas in this one. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Excellent.
Oh my God, it's so nostalgic.
Right around from my office, there is a huge Harry Potter shop. And I'm like, how is that popular every day? There's so many people who go in. You can buy everything from chocolate frogs and wands, and it's unbelievable. And then there was a video that came out recently of King's Cross on the 1st of September, where everyone was like, 3, 2, 1. And when I say there was probably like 25,000 people standing at King's Cross waiting for the display to say Hogsmeade, I was like, what?
What do you do after that? Literally at like 11:01, it's like, okay.
Great, the queue at Pret is long now.
Yeah.
I've actually never gone to 9¾, which I think we should do.
Yeah, what, with the trolley that's half in the wall?
Yeah.
The picture's great, but just like the queuing up and then the posing when like there's a whole queue of people watching you get your picture. Ugh, too much.
Maybe we'd have to do it on a work day and don't at work.
Yeah.
Alan and Marcia, I believe is the name of Daniel's parents, didn't actually want Harry to do Harry Potter because they were so scared of like him being sucked into like the craziness of Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now they must be like, sweet, sweet retirement home for me.
Yeah, one of many.
Yeah, they can own that whole castle if they want to.
They should.
Right?
Yeah.
Although, if you've got dementia and there's moving staircases. What way did I...
Which way is the bathroom?
Why is that photo frame talking to me?
Yeah, Grandma, back to bed.
Okay, so now we're going on to best supporting character. Now, I think we should kick off with the snake.
The snake in the zoo, yes.
Thanks. He's a sassy python.
It's so funny. And I didn't put two and two together, but the snake isn't speaking English. Harry is speaking Parseltongue. And funny for any bystanders to be watching that interaction. To anyone else on the outside, Harry's going, you know, demon child at the zoo.
And that, kids, is what e-numbers will do to you.
Get me to the gift shop. I always wanted a quill. Like, what am I using the quill for? But God, if I went to Hogwarts.
I know what will make me popular. This £25 quill.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one I'd love us to discuss is the train guard at King's Cross.
Yes.
You think you're being funny, do ya?
Stop being mean to this poor boy. He's clearly lost. Also, fun fact, he really worked for the train company, but he wasn't a platform attendant. He was really a train manager. I also just want to give a quick shout out to Hagrid for best supporting character. He's amazing. And baking that cake. Happy birthday, Harry. Like, so adorable. Even if he did sit on it on the way there. Like,
I wanted chocolate flavour, not flavour.
And then Dudley's like, nom, nom, nom.
Oh my gosh, we do need to talk about Seamus.
Oh, Seamus.
Dad's a muggle, mum's a witch. Bit of a nasty shock for him when he found out. I was once going to be working with a guy called Seamus. And I was telling everyone that, oh yeah, this guy called Seamus. It's going to be, you know that TikTok that's going around at the moment? Like, what's one word you said that you look back on and you're like, oh, I really mispronounced that? Mine is Seamus. When I met him, he was like, hey, I'm Seamus. And I was like,
oh. Thank God you didn't say, are you Seamus? No. I had the same thing at work. There was someone called Aoife. A-O-I-F-E. How the hell am I supposed to know what that is? Oh, hi, nice to meet you. Aoife. So I'm with you. I think that is fair.
Okay.
But Seamus is great. And bless him, he really does try.
You delivered that line really nicely.
As well as, eye of rabbit, heartstring hum, turn this water into rum. You're 11. Why are you wanting to drink rum? Okay, let's take a moment to talk about worst supporting character for a second. It's the Sorting Hat. Honestly, the whole thing freaked me out. Sitting on children's heads, moaning and groaning. Well, this one's interesting. Mm. In front of the entire school.
Right? Cousin Filler also.
Wrinkly old hat. Yes. And also, you know what kills me? The bit when Harry's like, not Slytherin, not Slytherin. And the hat's like, not Slytherin, eh? Like, fucking shut up! I'm whispering for a reason!
I once did the Sorting Hat online that tells you what house you're in. I got Ravenclaw, but I'm not a raver. I've never popped a pill at Fabric in my life.
Never too late. Yes, it is. We are 30.
What does it mean to be in Ravenclaw?
So I think Ravenclaw is actually pretty good. They are wise and smart.
Okay.
Me, on the other hand, full on Hufflepuff. Not a doubt about it.
Why?
Stupid.
50 points deducted from Hufflepuff. And then she turns into a cat. Oh, actually, I do want to give a little shout out to James Potter. He's quite fit.
Oh my God. Left a sexy corpse is what I'll say. Yeah. What, that gone too soon? He was fit.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I always thought his mum was played by J.K. Rowling, but it's not.
Actually, did you know Crabbe and Goyle?
Which I always thought was Crabbe and Doyle.
But I thought they were called Craigs and Crabs. But I did hear that one of those chubby little things, can I say that?
Yes.
Had a bit of a fall from grace and ended up in prison. Proper Slytherin.
Yeah, that is method acting right there. We should pick someone for best supporting character. And I honestly could think of no one better. Now, listener, this is a little bit niche, but the girls that get it. In the final scene, when Harry is having this face-off, quite literally, with Voldemort and Quirrell, and there's the Mirror of Erised, the Mirror of Desire. Did you know that? Erised backwards is desire.
Oh.
Yeah. Harry looks into the reflection, and his reflection is holding the Philosopher's Stone. It's in his corduroy pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my God. I've written the reflection down in my notes as seductive winking Harry. Because he's like, literally, he's like rolling the Philosopher's Stone between his fingers. He's looking at Harry and then in like winks, like, bing.
Oh, I love it when Ron looks in that mirror as well. It's like, bloody hell, I look good.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
That mirror brings out the sexy side in people. Who knew?
I need that before a night out so I'm not like changing my outfit 5 times. Yeah.
Next up is most iconic outfit, and it's a funny one because for the majority of the film, everyone's wearing the same thing.
Pointy black hat, which is kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Smurf caps, you know? Those are the ones that they toss up in the air.
Yeah, those hats are cute until you throw them up into the candles hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah! In the first film, those candles were real. And then from the second film onwards, they were all CGI because they were like a fire hazard.
Yeah, of course.
Hot wax pouring onto young children.
Oh my gosh, I love a tapered candle though. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Straight in my basket at H&M Home. Well, okay, so the first on my list is Harry and Ron's H&R knitted jumpers.
So iconic.
I mean, that's the Christmas gift we all want, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can buy those as well. But then, like, do you really want to be the person who owns that jumper?
No.
But
maybe we need a B and an E.
Yes.
If anyone wants to knit us that, feel free.
Please.
That would be really cute.
Send it to our PO box. We don't have one.
Send it via owl. And Luke's like, oh,
so happy. And you know what wool's like in the rain? Bloody sodden.
Nice Christmas present from Mrs. Weasley.
Yes. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
You know what else was a lovely Christmas present? The invisibility cloak.
Who did Harry get that from again?
Well, there was a note that didn't say, it just said, like, this belonged to your father, use it well. And it never said who it was from. I think it was from Dumbledore.
Right.
But it's never said in the films. I think it's probably mentioned in the book.
He is, like, Dumbledore's favourite, so.
Yeah. Pervert. You know when Dumbledore walks in on Harry looking in the mirror of Erised for the first time, it's like, oh. Many people have been, you know, looking at that. What we never see in Dumbledore's reflection is naked Harry. Professor Dumbledore, what do you say? Oh, just a good Ofsted report.
Actually, that was in the ninth Harry Potter film, which was Harry Potter and the Naked Wand.
The Naked Wand. Ew.
Just a little bit of elixir of life and it will get going.
Put your hand over it and say up.
The third floor is completely out of bounds. Sure.
Just this like boudoir, floating candles, the harp. Oh, Professor Dumbledore, there's dog drool all over these satin sheets. Yeah, dog drool. Never go in the trapdoor.
Tie you up with devil's snare.
Oh my god. I can't. I'm like dying. Devil's snare hates sunlight. Yeah, can't be seen. Gotta keep it a secret. I'm drooling. I'm like Fluffy. Where are the tissues? Oh, there's no tissues in here.
I'll get you one.
Accio tissue. Oh my god, thank you.
If you're new to this podcast because you tune in because it's just Harry Potter, I just want you to know that sometimes we go off piste.
Yeah.
And it's a bit unhinged.
This is what you tune in for, right?
The tears. Oh my gosh.
Oh dear. Okay, right. What else do we have? What category is this?
My iconic outfit.
Oh, yeah.
If you had the invisibility cloak, though, for real, what would you do?
Oh, that's a good one. Where would I go? I would sneak backstage at the Taylor Swift concert, I think.
Okay, that's a good idea.
What about you?
Probably swoop into Sephora. And, like, I don't condone stealing, but I don't know, maybe pick up some drunk elephant vitamin C cream. It's expensive. You know?
Oh, yeah. I think fine.
Yeah.
So for all those reasons, I think we have to name the invisibility cloak most iconic outfit.
Yeah, we can pick one up when we're next in Diagon Alley.
Great. Yeah.
I actually think they filmed Harry Potter scenes by my work in Covent Garden. So you can do a Harry Potter tour. And what you don't know is how I get in the office is I tap an umbrella on the brick wall.
I was like, oh, God, that weird girl is here again.
Wild Emily. Actually, so going back to jumpers, Hermione's like Nordic sweater and Harry's like red cable knit in the chess scene. It's giving cozy.
So cute. And her little white tights. And he's got like kind of like cream corduroy trousers. Uh-huh. So cute.
Yeah, it's really giving the holidays. I like it.
I love those. I also like at the beginning Harry's blue flannel shirt, his vintage t-shirt and his baggy trousers cinched with a belt and chunky boots. Could you not get more 2023? I can't.
No.
He was so ahead of the curve.
Uh-huh. And those like hipster glasses.
Yeah. Amazing.
What about Voldemort's turban? It's an iconic accessory.
Let's talk about the turban. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Purple? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Regal.
Yeah.
Regal. Love it.
Can Voldemort see through that turban?
Don't know. He's got to feel claustrophobic.
Oh my God, definitely. But is he breathing through Professor Quirrell's face?
Because Voldemort has a nose in this film. I don't think they'd really like worked out what he was going to look like, but he full on has a nose. So
yeah.
Did he lose it between the first and second films?
Maybe.
Someone was like, got your nose again.
Okay, so now we're doing best musical moment. Now, all the music in the Harry Potter films are composed by a lovely guy called John Williams.
He does the most iconic movie soundtracks. He did Star Wars, he's done Indiana Jones, E.T., Jurassic Park, like literally like iconic music composer.
Unbelievable. He even did Dumbledore's sex tape.
Yeah, it was...
Albus.
Let's get it on, but with like strings.
He rises like a phoenix from the boudoir.
Something rises.
Oh my God. So obviously we need to start with Hedwig's theme. It's sleepy, kind of scary.
Everyone knows it. And it's used, you know, it's iconic because that is used in, I feel like, every single film.
Yeah.
And the titles and the trailers, like, mm-hmm. It's just synonymous with the franchise. So yes. Love that.
Love. I also really love the Diagon Alley and Gringotts Vault music. Now, I don't know if you remember this. It just makes me want to go to Ollivander's and get a wand.
I feel like I'm at some like Renaissance fair. Like, oh, one turkey leg, m'lady. You know? Like that track.
Yes. Yeah. Makes me want to get a tapestry. I know what you mean. Like someone hits you with a tapestry and like you buy a stale loaf of bread.
Yeah. Yeah, very exactly. Jewelry that will give you a rash when you wear it.
Yeah. Yeah,
love it.
Those are the days.
Yeah. Imagine like that's your shopping soundtrack. You would just feel so like calm.
Right? It's a good like back to school, you know?
Yeah.
Play that whilst you're walking around WH Smith.
I could hear them playing it.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
You should do that in Target as well if you're in America when you're getting ready. And that's me being never been to Target in my life. But I know what you like.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's Target.
Oh, what?
Well, like we have Primarché or Primark and they have Target.
They call it Target.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds stupid.
Oh, all right.
Well, it looks amazing. I want to go.
It's great. I love the Christmas flutey music that they play in the scene.
Oh, it's giving snow.
Yeah, it just sets up the whole Christmassy scenes in the movie so well. And you see Hagrid like dragging that massive tree and people leaving the castle for the holidays. Just love it.
So why were Hermione, Ron and Harry the only ones staying for Christmas?
No, Hermione was leaving.
Oh, okay.
But Harry was staying because obviously he's not wanted anywhere.
I wouldn't want to live with Aunt Petunia.
No.
And those ugly carpets in the house.
Oh my God, grim.
Change them.
Yeah.
Ew.
It was the 90s.
Yeah.
No excuse.
No.
No, Ron said his family were going somewhere.
Oh.
Romania? I want to say they were going to Romania.
And they just left him.
They're visiting my brother Charlie in Romania or something. Yeah. Yeah, but like, take him with you.
Yeah. They got two nice jumpers. So,
yeah, yeah, you
know,
fine.
All is made up. There was also Mr. Longbottom flies. And you know, it's the up, up. And then, whoa.
Mr. Longbottom. Mr. Longbottom. Whoa.
That's kind of scary, though. Flies under the the tunnel. What's it called?
Yeah, like the bridge thing. Yeah, like the tunnel.
He gets stuck on the statue.
Yeah.
Falls down onto like the like torch.
Holder. Like a spike.
Yeah. And then drops and breaks his arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so I would say that the visual effects in this movie are overall very good.
Yeah.
there's a couple scenes where I don't know if the technology was like up to scratch yet. It's the flying scenes. It's Neville in this scene. And yeah. I'm sorry, the Neville CGI was giving the Polar Express. Dead behind the eyes.
And you know I hate that. OGs of this pod will know I hate that.
I've actually watched comedy in Edinburgh with Neville.
What, sat with him?
Yeah, because my friend is best friends with Neville Longbottom.
That is
and
a claim to
I remember sitting next to him and thinking, like, obviously he has to wear a baseball cap everywhere he goes because he's so worried about, so I'm talking about Matt here, and he has to go everywhere with a, like, a baseball cap on. I felt so bad, always nervous of, like, the press taking photos of him. And then when we were sitting next to each other, he was looking at, like, the Daily Mail to see what people were posting when he'd been away. It's just like, and he's had that glow up, like, go on.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, like, no offense to him, but, like, is the Daily Mail writing about him now? I know he's acting.
I don't know, but this was in, like, 2015 or something.
Oh,
so it was a long time. Yeah, this happened a long time ago. But yeah. Cool.
Very cool.
He's a nice guy. Just can confirm.
Yes.
There's also the Quidditch match music. I mean, we all get hyped up for the World Cup and like the Rugby World Cup, but Quidditch, it's a whole different sport.
Oh my God. Being at the Quidditch World Cup, like, aren't they, don't they go to that at the beginning of the fourth film?
I think so.
Yeah, that was wild.
If you played Quidditch, what would you be?
Oh my God. Well, I was horrible at sports at school. I used to say that I would be a goalkeeper or defender because they were the people that could stand and not have to run around. So maybe I would be the ones that are like defending the hoops.
Yes. I think I'd be a seeker.
Yeah?
Yeah. Attention seeker. Look at me.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure if that's an official position, but it is now.
Yeah, make your case, honey.
Thank you.
That's so funny. Oh my God. But oh my God, heights. It's really high up.
I know.
It's too much. Eesh. Yeah.
Yeah. And Harry's got the bonus of a Nimbus 2000. Did he get that from Professor McGonagall?
I think so.
Oh my God, so she fancied Harry as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, Harry Potter.
I want to give Harry Potter some wood. Wow. They're all in on it. All the teachers are in on it. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Madam Hooch.
More like Madam Cooch.
Oh my God.
Awful.
Awful.
I don't like it. And how can they get away with all of this when like Headless Nick is just flying around?
Yeah.
You know, there's ghosts about. They can see what you're up to.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Just turn on the vacuum cleaner.
You walked through a brick wall a second ago.
Yeah. Like,
get out of the Hoover.
That's the consistency. Oh my God, yeah.
But the best musical moment should be Fluffy's harp.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
Mm-hmm. I like a harp.
Yes, very soothing. It's lovely.
It's really lovely.
I can see why it was the instrument that sends Fluffy to sleep.
Yeah. I love dogs, but a little bit scared of the Rottweiler kind. I know they can be really friendly, but do you not have this fear that you could be sitting next to one and one day it would just go,
yeah.
If it wanted to.
It just turns on you. Yeah, completely.
Like his jaw is so big.
And yeah. And Fluffy's like, what, 30 feet tall? Like,
yeah.
You are not surviving.
No. I wouldn't mind like a 30 foot tall Cavapoo, but like.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is best quotes. My list is so long.
If I had a pound for every time I said, it's Leviosa, not Leviosa, I would not be fucked by this economy.
You know what I say constantly?
Mm.
According to McGonagall, it's the bit where it's like, you must be the fastest seeker in a century, according to McGonagall.
Everything's according to McGonagall.
Yeah, she knows, man.
I love the, there's this one bit, and it's just the way Harry says it. It's where the Dursleys are like hiding from the fact that they all these letters have been flying through the post. Hagrid shows up, this like 8 foot tall guy on his motorbike, and like walks in, and then Harry's like so chill about it whilst everyone's screaming. And he's like, excuse me, who are you?
Excuse me?
It's worse than Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Honey, no one's worse than Justin Timberlake. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I also love once they're in Diagon Alley, you see all the kids looking at the Nimbus 2000 in the shop window. Yeah. And this boy's like,
wow, look at it. The new Nimbus 2000. It's the fastest model yet.
All right. Are you like their spokesperson or something? Paid to be there.
I bet he would be an influencer now.
Definitely.
Right?
Broomfluencer.
Broomfluencer.
Yeah.
50% off her checkout if you use the code broom.
I can never guess that. Oh, you know what I do like about the Nimbus 2000? How sleek the thistles are of the broom. It's like it's been like hair gelled into place. Right. Oh, God. So aerodynamic.
Oh, I bet.
Speaking of Diagon Alley, there's the scene where Harry is at Ollivander's and Ollivander's like, he who shall not be named did great things, terrible things, but great. Whose side are you on? I'm like, excuse me, he's supposed to be a bad man. Great things? Yeah. What? Like killing your parents? Oh, that's great.
Cool. The guy who gave you that scar has got your sister wand or something.
Yeah.
Mad. Mm. I love the scene as well where they're on the train to Hogwarts.
Oh my
God. Then Hermione's like, holy cricket, you're Harry Potter. I'm Hermione Granger. And you are?
Ron Weasley.
He's eating a chocolate frog or something. Yeah. Pleasure. You two better get into your robes. I expect we'll be arriving soon. Then she like stops by the door, doesn't she? You've got dirt on your nose, by the way. Did you know? Just there.
Ah, the confidence.
Right.
At 11. Love it. I also have a very soft spot for the woman with the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from the trolley, dears? No, thanks. I'm all set. Like mushed up sandwiches and cling film. Yeah. And then Harry's like, we'll take the lot. And like showing off these like massive gold coins. And I'm sorry, you've got to share it with everyone else on the train. I'm surprised she wasn't like, listen here, you little shit. Just because you're waving those chocolate coins at me, don't mean you're getting anything.
I have to say, I love that scene because who doesn't like a gummy snake?
Oh my God, gummy snakes.
When Ron is eating that, I'm just like, really want one myself.
Yeah.
He's like digging into everything.
Yeah.
Delish.
Oh my God.
Although, who wants a Bertie Bott every flavor bean?
Yeah.
Like, if there was even a chance that I was going to eat earwax, I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. Well, they sold them. I had a pack at the time, I remember, and some of them tasted disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Like, not like, oh, this tastes like actual shit, but like, just not a nice flavor.
No.
And that was like, yeah, the fun of it. Well, not fun.
Like Russian roulette. It's like Revels. But even grosser.
Oh, I love Revels.
Yeah, I know, I love Revels too. But like lots of people.
Who are you trying to impress?
No, the coffee ones is what everyone hates.
Coffee
but
ones.
They're delicious.
Yeah, and the orange ones.
Mm.
I love chocolate orange, man. So good.
Yeah.
Skipping ahead, once the kids are walking to the Great Hall for the first time, Hermione says to this random girl, it's not real, the ceiling. It's just bewitched to look like the night sky. I read about it in Hogwarts history. And okay, I just need to air this because I don't know if anyone else felt the same thing. I, for the longest time, I always felt like Hermione was stumbling. I thought the book she was talking about was called Hogwarts History.
Mm.
It's actually called Hogwarts : A History, but she kind of longs out the A. Hogwarts, anyway, that is so boring. But I just wanted to say it because I've been feeling that for 23 years.
Oh my God, you can relax your shoulders and sleep well at night.
Yes.
Give me that sleep potion, baby.
I think Dumbledore's got some left over.
That's what Harry had in the hospital. He's like, what happened? All of your friends have been here.
Oh, how about nearly headless? How can you be nearly headless? Like this. So gross.
Do you know what? Ron in this film, I just love his acting so much. Like, he is really good. And my favourite line of his is, mental that one, I'm telling ya.
Come on, Oliver Twist.
Shine your shoes, governor.
Yeah.
He is great.
Oh my God, he is great.
Yeah.
I love when he goes, and as for me, I'll be a knight. And purses his lips. He does this thing, and he even does it on the film poster. He kind of does this smirk with, he moves half his mouth to one side. He's like, it's so funny.
Cute.
And we have to shout out his bigger than iconic Wizard's Chess speech at the end.
Oh, yeah.
This is his like hero moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once I make my move, the queen will take me. Then you'll be free to check the king, Ron. Ron, no. What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't. There must be another way. Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? Harry, it's you who has to go on. I know it. Not me. Not Hermione. You.
So good. Also, side note, why does Ron have to be on top of that horse chest piece? Like, when he knows the Queen's about to stab it and make it explode, just jump off. Like, you don't have to be clinging onto it.
True.
I don't know. Kids, man. Weasleys. You must be a Weasley.
Yeah.
Before we announce best quotes, did you see his face? Maybe if the fat lump had given this a squeeze, you'd remember to fall on his fat ass. Ruthless. And I like it.
Malfoy.
Hermione's, what an idiot. We've also got, now if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with a clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. Oof. And Ron's like, she needs to sort out her priorities. There's also the Slytherin player during Quidditch who's like, take that side. It's like, okay, that voice should not be coming out of that boy. Ugly boy, by the way.
Actually, but one of the Quidditch players, I don't know if he plays for Slytherin. Hubba Hubba.
The Hubba, yes.
But everyone knows who I'm talking about.
He does play for Slytherin. Oh, yeah, right. It's not this guy I'm talking about. Yeah, but hottie.
I feel like that's a bit of sexual awakening there.
Yes.
When we're younger, you know?
We also had, this is so good. And this is a TikTok sound as well. Mm. Hermione in the library. I had you looking in the wrong section. How could I have been so stupid? Boom. Like the big thud of this book. Amazing. Oh, and then Hagrid. Sorry, I'm really just going through them. Hagrid saying, Ron, Hermione, you'll come with me. Ron's like, okay. Like so strained. Two more. Draco, for the first time ever, says, You wait till my father hears about this. And also, Dumbledore has this great line right at the end, and he goes, what happened in the dungeon between you and Professor Quirrell is a total secret. So naturally, the entire school knows. That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I love Dumbledore. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't even been invited to the dungeon. But I think the best quote should go to when the guys are like, have jumped through the trapdoor under Fluffy and they're wrapped in the devil's snare. And Hermione's like, just relax or it'll kill us faster. Kill us faster? Oh no, now I can really relax.
Not wrong. Ron. Not funny. Okay, can we discuss? And one thing I wanted to talk about was Neville's Remembrall.
Okay.
You know when he first takes it out and it immediately goes red and Neville's got that line like, thing is, I can't remember what I've forgotten. Do you know?
No.
He's forgotten his robe. Everyone else except for him is wearing a robe and he's just wearing his jumper.
Oh.
But it's never mentioned, so you really have to think about
it. Okay, that's a nice little fact.
Quite fun.
Good little trivia.
Yeah.
Okay, what I really want to discuss is that Harry Potter is the youngest seeker in a century, but can't catch one letter from a million letters that have fallen into the house.
Like, literally, pick one up off the floor. Why? I don't know.
He's just like dancing in the moonlight. Like, literally.
Dancing in the moonlight. Like, and you know what's so weird? If I was Harry and saw Uncle Vernon burning a handful of letters addressed to me, I would be so confused because he has not opened the letter at this point. So how he doesn't know what this letter says.
Exactly.
I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, what is so bad?
Oh, I love Sundays. No letters. What? So bad.
You know, there's this extended cut of the film that just has like a few more scenes. And there's a scene where Aunt Petunia is cracking eggs and she cracks an egg and there's a scrunched up letter inside the shell. And she's like, what?
What's it?
But my omelette.
Okay.
Crazy. I'm sad I didn't make the final.
Yeah, that's really funny. Okay, the next thing we need to discuss, Elixir of Life.
Honestly, give me the elixir of life.
Yes. This Nicholas Flamel has been hogging it.
I know.
For 665 years.
Right? Yeah. We wouldn't have to spend £250 on Augustinus Bader. We could get elixir of life.
Yeah.
And live forever.
But what is it? Is it, is the elixir of life the philosopher's stone? What do you do? Do you like rub it on your face?
Is munch it like a bit off?
Yeah. Is it like a suppository? Put out your bum?
Something that they saw on Goop. Have your elixir of life.
Should have filed down those edges. Oh, gross.
Hey, obviously we need to talk about the spells. We haven't really spoken enough about spells. I don't
Tell
think
me
so.
About the spells.
This Oculus Reparo, how handy would that be?
Oh my God.
Basically.
I would have thought that you would just do a spell to make Harry not have to wear glasses. Don't fix the glasses, just fix his vision.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know?
Laser eye.
Yeah. Lumos. Ow!
I just think the amount of times, like, it's not my fault I need contact lenses or can't see. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it would be great to just be able to...
Yeah.
And the worst is when your glasses slip down your nose. Talk to me.
Or when, during, like, first lockdown, you're wearing a mask over your glasses and it's, like, Steam City. Felt like I was on Platform 9¾. You know?
I know. So another thing, Tom Felton and Emma Watson.
Oh my God, the couple that could have been.
Can they please get together?
Well, she had a big crush on him while they were filming.
I know, they've spoken about it and it's really annoying that they've been like, oh yeah, he's like my brother to me. Oh, she's like a sister. And it's like, no, you both fancy each other. It's really annoying.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Although I do feel bad for Tom Felton's hair. That bleach blonde really did a number on his hairline. Oh. So maybe that's why.
Yeah. No, I don't feel like Emma Watson is the shallow kind. I feel like they'd be so good together. Maybe they're twin flames.
Maybe. I wanted to talk about the feast.
Okay.
In the Great Hall.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, incredible scene.
Yeah.
But all of that delicious food. And Harry is sat in front of a plate of corn on the cobs. Like, come on!
That's... Corn? He would love that corn kid. The kid who loves corn?
Yes! But how gutted would you be? Like, literally, put me in front of that fat turkey.
I know. Ron's eating those chicken legs like, no, yeah. Tomorrow. I'm having the time of his life.
Yeah, double fisting.
So we know Harry's Nando's order.
Yeah, yes.
Corn on the cob.
Oh, delicious.
I love corn on the cob, but what I don't love is it getting stuck in my teeth.
In the teeth!
I want to pick it up and bite it, but yeah. Also, where's the floss 5 seconds later?
I know. You would think that there is a spell for that.
Yeah.
Corneas, get rid of. Or, you know, something good. Look, I'm not a writer, okay?
Okay, so now we're going to do trivia. How many presents did Dudley get for his birthday?
36.
Yes, 36 and 2 extras.
36? Well, last year I had 37.
Oh.
Literally, shut up.
I know. Shut up. Also, they're so horrible and just put Harry in this little cupboard. It's kind of a cozy cupboard.
Oh my God, great. It's got everything you need. Little horse, little vent for air.
Yeah. It's cozy. He can have that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, my first question to you.
Mm-hmm.
How did Vernon and Petunia say Harry's parents died?
In a car crash.
Yeah, so violent.
So violent. And then Harry doesn't really mention it. Does he mention it when they tell him that?
Yeah, he's like, you told me my parents died in a car crash.
Imagine that trauma he's been carrying.
Yeah.
So what was the number on Harry's vault left by his parents?
687.
Wow. I'd love to go in a vault. Someone tells me there's a vault for me and there's loads of money in it.
Could you imagine? Okay, my next question. Can you remember which city Hagrid said Harry as a baby fell asleep over as he travelled via flying bike?
Was it Bristol?
Yes!
Lovely city.
Lovely city, lovely stool chart, if you know what I mean. It's like this chart that shows different types of poo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I wanted to get one framed and put it in my bathroom.
Oh, nice.
Christmas is coming.
So, okay, yeah. Fine. It is around the corner. Okay, how many times do we see Professor McGonagall as a cat?
Ooh, I would say twice.
Whoosh. Yes.
Yes. Just need a clarification on what that whoosh meant. Yeah, because it's once at the beginning, because you see her shadow go like...
Yeah.
And then once when she's like sitting at the front of the classroom. Side note, when she turns from a cat into a human, shouldn't she be naked? Like, the cat's not wearing clothes. Why is she?
I don't know. It's Hogwarts. Anything can happen. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Hmm. 50 points deducted from Gryffindor.
How many points is the Golden Snitch worth in Quidditch?
Is it 50 points? Wait. If you get the Golden Snitch, it means the game's over, right? And you win. Is it 200 points?
So close. 150.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Death to Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. Okay, great. Can you tell me how many lines does Ginny Weasley have in this film?
One.
Good luck.
Which wasn't even in the script.
Oh no.
Ad-libbing bitch.
Right, okay.
What type of dragon does Hagrid own?
A Norwegian Ridgeback.
Yes.
And I actually love the scene. Doesn't it sound so toasty when he's cooking him in the fire and he's like...
It's like crackling. Yeah. And it's like...
Oh, Norbert.
Norbert.
So cute. Norbert. What is the spell to get rid of Devil's Snare?
Lumo Salem. Real. Bonus point for sound effects?
Yes.
Yeah, because she says, Devil Snare hates sunlight. Lumo Salem.
Wow. Okay, well, you automatically get a place at Hogwarts for that.
Great. Hoggy Hogwarts. Okay, and my last question to you. Can you tell me the Dursley's address?
4 Privet Drive.
Yes!
In Surrey! Which is where we're from.
Little whinging, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's suitable for Dudley, little whinger.
Yeah.
Wow, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
I know.
I'm so glad that we've done this. And hey, if you liked this episode, please let us know, because we've got 7 more films that we could potentially review.
Mm-hmm. We could do a whole Harry Potter series.
My favourite.
If this is what people want. Everyone's like,
no.
Now, there's this really great magic trick that everyone can do. If they go on Apple and just press 5 stars... You just have to wave your hand and press the 5 stars, and then we get 5 stars.
Yeah.
And I hear that a unicorn will take you to Hogwarts.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh my God. Side note.
Yeah.
Unicorn blood looks kind of delicious. Metallic. So in season. Like, what the hell?
Chrome o'clock.
Chromatica. Not funny.